When Sherita Cromwell, mother of three, learned last year that her kid's school, Kenderton Elementary, would be converted to a charter, her heart sank.
Because I'm a parent of kids with autism, I'm all about routine, structure and routine. And that's how a lot of our parents are. So when we heard about the change, we were kind of upset.
Cromwell organized parents to fight back and stop the switch.
You know, we went to the SRC meetings. We were the folks on the news holding the signs. We don't want it to happen. No, no, no.
Despite her efforts, the Philadelphia School Reform Commission voted to turn Kenderton into a Renaissance charter run by the Scholar Academies organization. Unlike lottery-based charters, Renaissance schools must serve all kids living within neighborhood boundaries. Although Cromwell was disappointed at first, she soon began to see the value in the conversion. Badly needed repairs were made on Kenderton's 60-year-old building, including infrastructure upgrades, a new paint job, and new furniture. But Cromwell says what really changed her mind was the vast shift in school culture that she witnessed when doors reopened in September.
Just to walk into a school and not have kids in the hall, just running around the hall and staff just staring at them, nobody saying anything, was a big difference for us, because this school last year, it was out of control. It was really like it was a scary situation for a lot of kids here.
Cromwell discussed her evolving thoughts on Kenderton's charter conversion at a recent parent open house organized by a North Philly community group as well as the Philadelphia School Partnership. Parents of kids attending elementary schools in the surrounding area toured Kenderton and were given a chance to look under the hood.
We're going to pop in classes. Feel free to walk in. If you have some conversation, I would just say have that conversation back in the hallway.
As parents navigated the building, they saw clean, bright hallways and classrooms named not by number, but for colleges and universities.
Patel's class is actually LaSalle University.
Like many charters, Scholar Academies employs a college, college, college rhetoric, as Kenderton School Director Hedy Balcowi sums it up.
Outrageous achievement, no excuses value. That means that we're constantly pushing, we're constantly talking about academics.
It's a mantra they push early and often, as these kindergartners can attest to. But Kenderton isn't just relying on mantras. Cromwell says the school has way more support staff. Scholar Academies can afford them because it hires non-unionized staff and carries much less centralized overhead compared to district-run schools. With these extra supports, the school can provide much more one-on-one attention to students struggling with academics or discipline. One fifth grader describes the difference in environment this way.
It's like they strict.
It's difficult at this point to really judge whether Kenderton's conversion is working. The changes in culture have only been in place 8 months, and this year's standardized test scores have not yet been released. But parents on the tour were, by and large, impressed. Aisha Brumfield has a son and a younger brother at the district-run Meade Elementary, another in North Philly.
The stuff that I see here today, I'm definitely going to take back to Meade and try to use it as a reference, especially how bright the hallways and everything look. That's an inspiration, yes.
But when pressed, Brumfield bristled at the notion of her kid's school ever being turned into a Renaissance charter.
I'm so used to a public school. I'm not in favor of charter schools. I have nothing against charter schools, but I love public schools.
As we talked, school director Balcowi drew himself into the conversation, and all of a sudden, a microcosm of the city's education debate came to life in Kenderton's halls. Forget the word charter, he said. Renaissance schools are neighborhood public schools.
Any single kid, doesn't matter if you have an IEP, any kind of, you're able to come to this school. You're going to be equipped with great teachers, a supportive administration.
Mm-hmm. But we had the same thing in Meade. We have autistic support there. Mm-hmm. We pretty much everything that y'all have here, we have at Meade. It's just...
Here, something was on the tip of Brumfield's tongue that she was embarrassed to reveal. She and another Meade parent conspired for a moment in whispers.
Whisper to me in my ear so I know I'm lost.
Then Brumfield turned and said,
I'll just be blunt and say it. We don't have the funding. That's about it.
John Polk, Kenderton's chief of staff, jumped into the conversation to explain that charters have more flexibility with how they spend money, making a not-so-subtle swipe at the teachers' union.
It's all about the adults, right, and how the adults make things work and benefit for the children.
Children are never the issue. They're never. It's always how the adults come together, make things work.
Brumfield held firm.
I went to meet when I was like 4 years old. My mom went to meet. So I can't see Mead as a charter school.
As the conversation heated up, the Scholar Academy's communications director stepped in to drop the curtain. And with that, the conversation ended, neither side giving an inch. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.